God is good. God is good. And all the time, the devil is bad. And all the time, are we excited? Why? Who has their gifts? Is it last day of school? And Christmas is coming. We have every right to be excited. But I want to ask one question. What is the best gift you ever got at Christmas? Anybody to share that? The best gift you ever got at Christmas?
Video games.
Video games.
A beanbag. A bing bag.
A bing bag? Yes. One more.
An iPod Touch.
An iPod Touch. That is good.
Just get to spend time with family.
The best gift for her. She got to spend time with family. The best gift you ever got at Christmas?
My leopard gecko.
What?
My leopard gecko.
I don't know that one. Maybe you have to come and show me that one. You want to tell me the best gift you ever got at Christmas?
Scooter.
Scooter. So, can you remember where that gift is now? The best gift at Christmas. Are we ready? Let me take one more. The best gift at Christmas?
Jesus being born.
Oh, I love that one. She just took the words out of my mouth. The best gift that God ever gave to the world is Jesus. God is good. God is good. And all the time, the devil is bad. And all the time, what is the best gift God ever gave to the world? One more time. One more time. You see, the gift you got last year, some of us have even forgotten about them. And we don't even have them here with us. The gifts are at home. In our first reading, we hear about a maiden who is with a child, and she will give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The best gift God gave us is the gift of His presence. His presence with us at all times and everywhere. Jesus doesn't leave us. He is always with us. Wherever we go, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us. When we are sad, He is with us. When we are excited, He is with us. When we are joyful, He is with us. When we are angry, He is with us. And when we disobey our parents, is Jesus with us? When we disobey our parents, is Jesus with us? And do we make Jesus happy by disobeying our parents? And do we want to make Jesus sad? What do we have to do then? Obey our parents. Like Mary, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Mary did not even understand what it means to be a mother, but she obeyed. Mary was a teenager like some of us. And she obeyed God. And she's teaching all of us to be obedient to God, to our parents, and to our teachers. Now, the best gift God is giving to all of us at Christmas is the gift of Jesus. I told you during Easter, Jesus, J is joy. If you want joy, go to Jesus. E is encouragement. When you feel like giving up, when you are discouraged, Jesus will give you encouragement. S for strength. When you have lost every strength and you feel like it is over, Jesus comes to give you strength in adoration. When you don't understand what is happening around you, the you in Jesus is understanding. And the last one, the S in Jesus is what? Is what? Is what? The S, the last S is?
Sacrifice.
Oh, sacrifice. You almost got it. Try one more time. It is the only gift nobody can give you except Jesus. Yes? You want to try it?
Savior?
Savior is salvation. Excellent. That is excellent. Savior, he is our Savior. And so he gives us salvation. In Jesus, we have joy, we have encouragement, we have strength, we have understanding, and then we have salvation. Amen.